Jeff Sessions 2020 U.S. Senate run speculation persists. GOP frontrunners Tuberville, Byrne defiant in response. By Jeff Poor on October 29, 2019. Aside from a few speeches here and there, former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has kept a low profile since his resignation from the Department of Justice in 2018. But that could be changing very soon. In the last month, speculation that Sessions could seek a return to his old U.S. Senate seat currently occupied by Senator Doug Jones, D.L., has been in full swing. Late Monday, the buzz was amplified with stories from Politico and the New York Times. Breitbart News has learned Sessions himself has been in touch with at least one of the current GOP candidates about entering the fray and has had calls made on his behalf seeking campaign consulting help on a 2020 bid. According to a poll conducted by Montgomery-based Signal from October 10 to 12, which had a sample size of 536 likely 2020 GOP primary voters, former Auburn head football coach Tommy Tuberville and Representative Bradley Byrne, RL, are the current Republican frontrunners in a field that also includes former Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice Roy Moore, Secretary of State John Merrill, State Representative Arnold Mooney, R, and Haleyville businessman Stanley Adair. Tommy Tuberville 32%. Bradley Byrne 18%. Roy Moore 10.6%. John Merrill 8.6%. Arnold Mooney 2%. Stanley Adair 1%. In a statement given to Breitbart News from Tuberville's campaign, the former football coach touted his outsider credentials and took a shot at Sessions. If the voters of Alabama want a career politician as their next U.S. senator, then they have plenty of choices. If they want a political outsider who will actually stand with President Trump and fight the D.C. establishment when it matters the most, I am the only choice. Jeff Sessions had a chance to stand and defend the president and he failed. Byrne's campaign dismissed the news in a response offered to Breitbart News from Byrne for Senate Press Secretary Lindsay Morris. Regardless of who may or may not get in this race, Bradley isn't going anywhere. He is laser-focused on becoming the next senator from Alabama and will lead the charge to secure our borders, fight for American workers and stand up to Democrats and their deep state allies attempting to nullify and sabotage the Trump presidency. President Donald Trump is believed to be someone that can make or break any of the Republican hopefuls' bids to become the U.S. Senate GOP nominee. Except for a tweet about Moore, the 2017 Alabama special election GOP nominee, Trump has been silent on the contest. However, during a meeting with members of Congress last week, Trump expressed his interest in the race to Representative Mo Brooks, RL. Candidates have until November 8 to qualify with the Alabama Republican Party for the March 3, 2020 primary ballot. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.